Welcome back to FYI with Big Ed here on the Tantalk Radio Network. We're all celebrating the holidays out there. You know, everybody's passing around the cookies and having a great time. But you know what? There's something called suffering the holiday blues. Are you suffering from holiday blues? Well, you're not the only one. 16 million Americans suffer from major depressive disorder. The worst part is more than half, or almost half of them, go untreated. And to join us right now, talk a little bit more about it, is Dr. Andrew Cutler. Dr. Cutler, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
And just bear with me on my voice here. I don't have a depressive disorder, but I'm telling you, my voice is depressive. Dr. Cutler, what symptoms are required for an MDD diagnosis?
Well, the first thing to realize is when people say, are you feeling down or blue or a little depressed, that doesn't necessarily mean you have this condition that we're talking about, which is, we call it major depression or clinical depression. When you get major depression, you have a variety of symptoms that include problems with your mood, with your energy, feeling hopeless, difficulty with sleep, with appetite. You can have more aches and pains than usual, so it can really affect your whole body. You can even have trouble thinking clearly, making decisions. You can feel like you're having trouble concentrating. So it can really affect more than just your mood.
And I talked about at the beginning, Dr. Cutler, why are millions going undiagnosed and untreated with this?
Well, I think it's partly because of the stigma and partly because it's hard to recognize that something serious is wrong. Some of these symptoms, of course, can be seen with other conditions. I mean, certainly if you have a cold or the flu like you've had recently that affected your voice, it can make you feel tired and run down. But when you start having these feelings that everything is a little bit darker, everything's harder, feeling hopeless, guilty, worthless, now we're talking about something that's a lot more serious. And also, when you couple that with the fact that for most people with depression, it's very hard to function. It's hard to get out of bed. It's hard to do the things you need to do. And sometimes most troubling is you just don't enjoy anything. And especially at this time of year, when everybody around you is happy and excited about the holidays, and you feel like you just don't look forward to anything, you don't care, it can make it even worse.
Dr. Cutler, what does functional impairment mean when it comes to MDD?
Well, that's what I was saying about having trouble functioning. One of the hallmarks of this condition when it gets to the point of major depression is it can impair your ability to function. And by that I mean just do your regular day-to-day routine, whether it's taking care of your kids, going to work, if you're a student. So it can just make it such that everything feels like a chore. Everything is hard, and you don't get excited or motivated about anything. I have people who tell me they just lay on the couch and just feel so guilty about not being able to do what they need to do.
We're talking with Dr. Cutler about major depressive disorder and people suffering from the holiday blues. I know it's all about a support group, Dr. Cutler. How can family and friends help loved ones that may suffer from MDD?
Well, the first thing to realize is that talking about it is not going to make it worse. Sometimes people are afraid to say something or to bring it up. They may even realize that when it gets serious, people can even think that life's not worth living or even start to feel suicidal. You're not going to make that worse. You're actually going to help by talking to the person, saying you're concerned, saying, listen, we need to get you some help. This is nothing that you've done wrong. This is not your fault, if you will. And that's also one of the reasons that people often don't seek help is there's this feeling that I should be able to handle things and I should be able to get myself out of this. But you would never say that if you had diabetes, for instance, or some serious heart disease. And yet, that's what this is. This is a medical condition, happens to affect the brain as opposed to the heart or some other organ.
Dr. Cutler, you're saying that some people are actually ashamed to admit they have something like this?
Yeah, that's really the sad part. I think it's because it's affecting your brain, and it's not something obvious like a broken arm or shortness of breath or cough. It's not something I can pick up on a blood test or an X-ray. So it's very misunderstood, and people are ashamed, which, again, they wouldn't be if it was some other serious medical condition. They feel like they should be able to handle it or take care of it themselves, when really it's not something someone can get themselves out of by themselves.
I guess people have to realize when they have a problem, but how can a person tell when bouts of sadness, maybe something more than that?
Mm-hmm. Right. So sadness would be the mood part of this condition, but we're talking about something that affects much more than just that. When somebody has, again, that low energy, that feeling of not enjoying anything, not looking forward to anything, when you're having trouble sleeping, when your appetite seems to go away, your enjoyment for food, when you just feel listless and don't want to do anything, and when you start noticing some trouble with your concentration or making decisions, this is when it's time to think there's something more than just, you know, we all get sort of down or blue or sad from time to time, but this is something that is much more serious, usually lasts longer. It can last weeks or months at a time. And sometimes things like the holidays actually make it worse or even precipitate something like this, as I said before.
And Dr. Cutler, like you said, one of the major hurdles is realize that you have a problem. But when you realize that you do have this problem, what are some of the treatments for MDD?
Well, first of all, the important thing to realize is that there is help available. This is something that is pretty easy for us to treat once we recognize that there's a problem. So the treatments, when this gets serious, can involve medication. We have a number of very effective and generally safe medications to treat this. There's a number of different chemical classes of medicines, so we can try to match up the best medicine to your condition. We also think counseling can be very helpful. And then simple things like working on diet and exercise, trying to find more social interactions, things like that. When things get really serious, there are also other treatments that can include magnetic therapy, where we use transcranial magnetic stimulation. You put a very strong magnet next to the brain, and this seems to help realign things. But the first step usually is a medication and some form of counseling.
Once again, we're talking with Dr. Andrew Cutler, and we're talking about major depressive disorder and the fact that 16 million Americans suffer from this disease, and about half go untreated. Dr. Cutler, this is great stuff. Is there a place or a website people can go to learn more about MDD?
Certainly, there's a few. One is called the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, DBSAlliance.org. There's also the National Institute of Mental Health, which is NIM, like H, National Institute of Mental Health, NIMH.NIH.gov. Also, you can learn more about what we do at Florida Clinical Research Center. My website is www.flcrc.com.
And once again, the biggest hurdle is to realize that you have a problem. The next step is to go out and get the help. Dr. Cutler, this has been some great stuff. Once again, thanks for joining us on FYI with Big Ed this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you and your family have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Once again, thanks to Dr. Cutler for joining us this morning. And we'll be back with more right after this on Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.